And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of Thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, hello to you folks all over America. Glad you're joining me today on the Jim Brown Common Sense program. Our website, www.jimbrownusa.com, to see a full schedule of many things we're talking about. And the focus today as we start our program has to be the terrible tragedy that took place out in Arizona. Congresswoman shot, federal judge killed, six other people killed, including a nine-year-old little girl. 9 years old, a 22-year-old thug. 22-year-old thug, his name is Jared Longner, 22, lives out there, kind of a transient in school, little drug use, but just a local out there in Tucson, Arizona, takes a gun, kills six people, puts a bullet in the congresswoman's head, and she is seriously, she's unconscious now, she's in critical condition, she's still alive. The doctors say they have high hopes. You put a bullet in your head, that's going to be a very, very tragic situation for a long time to come. The shooter was 4 or 5 feet from the congresswoman, right there close to where she was talking. And what a tragedy right now. The FBI director, Mueller, is heading out that way to personally take over the investigation. And just what a great tragedy that is affecting our country today, to think that those who are in charge, those who are supposed to represent us, now have to fear for their lives. So we're going to talk about it during this first section. And if you have some your thoughts on it, I'll be glad to take your calls here this morning. Toll free 866-582-9933. That's toll free 866-582-9933. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, she's a Democrat, shot in the head by a gunman who opened fire outside a grocery store. And Congresswoman Giffords is an interesting lady. I know of her before. She's married to an astronaut. Her husband's an astronaut. He's been on several of the missions that have flown throughout the universe that we've put together. And so in any event, he's quite a guy. His name is Mark Kelly. He piloted the space shuttles Endeavour and Discovery. And he met the congresswoman in China in 2003 when they were serving on a committee together. Anyway, I met him through Senator Bill Nelson. He's the senator in Florida. Bill Nelson was the insurance commissioner back in the 90s. I was the Louisiana insurance commissioner then. And at some gathering we had down in Florida, I met this astronaut, Mark Kelly. At the time, he was not married to the congresswoman. They did get married. In any event, she's noted for having town meetings, almost impromptu town meetings. She'll go into a grocery store and say, "Hi, I'm the congresswoman. Come on over. Let's talk." And some would be planned, obviously. But the point I'm making is that as part of the American way, she was so accessible. That's one of the knocks on our elected officials today. They look for that 30-second bite on television or a quick radio interview. They put out press releases, but they're not very accessible. We just don't hear from them very often. And so she was extremely accessible. That was one of the hallmarks. That is one of the hallmarks of Gabrielle Giffords. And so apparently she just was with about 15 people in the supermarket having an impromptu little discussion. It had been planned. It had been in the paper. I know that's true because the little 9-year-old girl who was murdered, one of her uncles said that a neighbor was going to the event for the congresswoman, and he invited this little 9-year-old girl along because she had just been elected to the student council and was interested in government. You got that? She's interested in government. She wanted to hear the congresswoman speak. Her parents said, of course. What a wonderful experience for this little 9-year-old who's on the student council to go and hear from one of our lawmakers that sets the tone of how we live in this country. So the little 9-year-old girl goes and is there to see the congresswoman, and she is shot and killed by this deranged shooter out in Arizona. What a huge, huge tragedy. I guess the question the bigger question is, will the congressman survive, and what a terrible, terrible tragedy. But an important question is, what has happened to the civility in our political system today? What the tension, the bitterness, the animosity, the anger. The sheriff out there in Tucson County, he pointed to the vitriolic political rhetoric that has consumed the country as he denounced the shooting that claimed several of his friends as victims. That's what he said. Well, maybe, I hope it's just some isolated incident of somebody that went off the deep end, but on the other hand, I certainly hope it doesn't come out that it's a reflection of the bitterness in our political system that we have in this country today. And we've got a lot of bitterness, a lot of bitterness out here. There's a dysfunctional polarization in this country, not just in Arizona. Some are saying that it's a partisan bitterness, but it's all over the country. It's East Coast, West Coast. It's certainly here. There's very little civility in the politics of my home state of Louisiana. I mean, the attitude is that I'm right, you're wrong, and if you disagree with me, not only are you wrong, but you are the enemy. You are the enemy. That's how we've drawn the lines. The bitterness have come out of some of the rhetoric with some of these rallies in Washington. I'm not picking on the Tea Party. I'm not picking on Sarah Palin. The Democrats certainly have been demagogues themselves in thinking that they carry the banner of righteousness on their shoulders. So there's plenty of blame to go around. But it just bothers me that both political parties, they have this rancor, this meanness, this hatred, this vile bitterness that has worked its way to the fiber of all of us, all of our political discussion, not just the politicians, but in everyday discussions between the average citizens alike. I find that true in my community, in the business community. You know, the hatred for Obama in some sectors, the outright hatred. You know, he's not even an American citizen, and, you know, he's got his communist agenda. And then you go to the other side of the coin, and it's these right-wing extremists that are bringing down America. There's plenty of this rhetoric and bitterness on both sides of the aisle. And what it's led to is this dysfunction in this country, that we are so bitter and we are so hated that we just think you are the enemy. You're the enemy if you disagree with me. Let me tell you what, folks. Pogo said it pretty good a few years back in his cartoon strip. We found the enemy, and the enemy is us. You see, we're the enemy because we can't sit down and have a civil discussion about the direction we want to take for our future, for our children's future, where we want this country to go. What is our role on the international stage, international community? It was easy way back when. You know, we were the big gun. We controlled the destiny, no unemployment. The economy is good. When things are good, you don't have this rancor and bitterness. Maybe you disagree with the folks in power, but as long as your 401k plan is making some money and as long as things are going okay for you, well, we'll just let it roll. But when times get tough economically, when we're losing some of our prestige in the world stage, when this cancer of this Afghanistan and Iraqi war is eating away, costing us to the tune of $2 billion a week, not million, $2 billion a week, then the rancor starts, the bitterness rises, the confrontations take place, and some far extremist, either on the left or the right, says, I'm going to take it into my own hands. I'm going to make a name for myself. I'll show those guys. And in Tucson, Arizona, 6 people are dead. Federal judge, 9-year-old child, and the congresswoman out there fighting for her life. Fighting for her life with a bullet in her head. We can do better than that. We're a better country than that. We can do better than that. There's got to be a way where we can have civil discourse without pulling out guns, everybody carrying their six-shooter, taking your gun to church. Pistol packing for Jesus, I guess, is what we call it. And I'm not getting off on a rant myself, but it's just so disappointing that we cannot have a civil discussion. That's the focus of this show. That's why I hope a lot of you folks listen to the show. We're trying to find a common sense middle ground to move this country forward. Jim Brown's Common Sense, that's why we call the show that. We got to do better, folks. Hey, I'll come back and talk to you some more. My website, jimbrownusa.com.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at gcnlive.com.
My house had termites. Terminix fixed the damage. Termites are gone. 1, 2, 3. Music to my ears. Yeah.
There's nothing like an expert. peat is to music as red beans are to rice. And Terminix is to termites as spring is to the swarming season.
Time to call Terminix, the termite eradication experts.
Terminix features Termidor and a lifetime protection guarantee that covers both Formosan and native subterranean termites.
Call Terminix for a free home inspection. The latest techniques, all backed by a simple agreement. If new damage occurs, Terminix will repair it for you. Free. Protect your home like mine. Terminix and me, sweet harmony, like good jazz.
Terminix, protecting homes and property here for more than 50 years. Call the experts today. Terminix Pest Control, 834-7330.
Time to call Terminix, the termite experts.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil, try our 5-pound sampler, and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to you on this Sunday morning. Glad you're joining us here at Genesis Communications, the Jim Brown Common Sense program. I jump around a good bit with news, but I just want to talk a little bit more about this terrible rampage that took place out in Arizona. Congresswoman Giffords, Gabrielle Giffords, I think she's been there for about 8 years, shot in the head as she was having a town meeting outside her supermarket, shot 3 feet away. The shooter, 22-year-old kid Jared Longren, comes up and takes a gun and shoots her right in the head that close by. They killed her chief of staff. This fella killed her chief of staff, Gabe Zimmerman, former social worker who served as Giffords' director of community outreach. She died on the spot. I think two of their staff members were seriously injured during the shooting. The congresswoman is fighting for her life with a bullet in the head, And we have a federal judge out there, too. Federal judge, very popular federal judge out there, Judge Roll. He's a he's the chief federal judge of that district in the Tucson area out there. And he was killed. Good friend of the congressman's, congresswoman's, just stopped by to say hello. He just came by to say hello. And while he was there, this gunman shoots him and kills him right on the spot. Judge John Roll. Again, he's the chief judge of the U.S. District in that Tucson area, federal judge out that way. Then this 9-year-old little girl. Well, what a tragedy. I mean, a family member comes by and says, hey, listen, I'm going to go see the congresswoman. I know that your little daughter likes politics. She just got elected to the student council. She's interested in government. Let's take her along. What a great educational venture. What, you know, wouldn't you like it? Your neighbor comes and says, hey, I'm going to go see the congresswoman. Let me take Jenny. Let me bring Susie. Let me bring Johnny, your little child, your 9-year-old. Let her experience a little bit about being a lawmaker, what this is all about. What? Of course, I'd say, of course you do. But if I knew the neighbor and trusted the neighbor, of course take my son, my daughter. I'd take them myself. Go hear the congresswoman. And this little girl is shot and killed by this outraged, deranged fellow. We don't know much about him. On his Facebook page, he posts some information on his Facebook page. He says, goodbye, friends, published hours before the shooting. And then he told his friends, please don't be mad at me. So this is on his MySpace page. Apparently, this was a calculated decision he'd made to go pull this gun. And there is some talk that he had an accomplice. They're looking into that right now. But apparently, this was premeditated. He knew what he was going to do. And when he says goodbye, friends, maybe he felt like he was going to take his own life and didn't get around to it, didn't have the guts. What a coward. Shoots a 9-year-old child and shoots the congresswoman and all these other folks. And if you're going to shoot all of them, you should have shot yourself. Let's get rid of having to put you through the trial and save us all that money. I don't want to talk about, we're not going to get into individual rights. We all have certain rights in this country. That's why we love this country. But deranged son of a gun kills 9 other people, says goodbye, doesn't put the gun on himself. In any event, great, great tragedy. I make this point to you. Some of you who listen to the show on regular occasions know that I was a public official in my home state of Louisiana for a number of years, for 28 years. I was the Secretary of State, State Senator, Insurance Commissioner. And often there were disagreements. I had some strong disagreements, particularly with some of the governors of both parties. But, you know, I'm an independent now. That's why we call this show Jim Brown Common Sense, because I try to find the reasonable solution and not the far left or the far right and I'm right, you're wrong solution. I want what makes sense. I want the reasonable solution. I don't care about left or right, I care about right or wrong. But in any event, when I was in public life, there was rancor, there was bitterness, there was disappointment. I had my differences with several of the governors. Former Dave Treen was a Republican, and he just didn't respond very well. Boy, I'd get all so mad at Treen, I'd jump all over him. But then, after it was over, we had our differences. We'd sit down and eat some barbecue, eat some catfish fries down here. You know, we'd eat anything in Louisiana. We'd gumbo and fries all the time. Loosen our ties, drink a cold beer, tell some more stories. In the case of this governor, the one I guess I least got along with, Governor Treen, we went to the same law school. We swapped law school stories. Got along fine. I had Tip O'Neill on a television show I used to do down in New Orleans some years back. Remember the great Speaker of the House, Tip O'Neill? And he told these wonderful stories about how he just lambasted President Ronald Reagan on the floor of the House of Representatives. And Reagan would say nasty things about Tip O'Neill. And then Reagan would call him up and say, hey, Tip, what you doing? Come on over. Let's have a drink and share some more stories. And Tip O'Neill would go over to the White House, and he and Reagan would slap each other in the back and sit around to the wee hours of the morning telling stories on one another. That's how you get along. That's what democracy is all about, I thought, about fighting hard for what you believe, but not making someone who disagrees with you the enemy. You know, now some people cross the line, and look, I've got anger and people I don't like, and my grandmama, Sweetie Pearl Brown, was my grandmama. Grandma Sweetie Pearl lived up in Kansas City, Kansas. We have some listeners up in that central area in the Kansas City area. And Sweetie Pearl said, Jimmy, call me Little Jimmy. I was Little Jimmy because my dad was Big Jimmy. And then I'm the junior, and I've got a son who's the third. But Little Jimmy, Now, let me give you some little advice. Let me give you a little bit of advice. Don't get mad. Might get even one day. Okay, get even. But don't get mad. You got a chance to get even if someone crosses you and, you know, you don't do any favors for them or anything like this. She wasn't a big believer in turning the other cheek. But don't get mad. But you know, if you want to get even, okay, if the opportunity presents itself. If not, then don't hold any grudges. You don't gain anything by holding any grudges. I had a former Louisiana governor tell me that. Some people beat up on him pretty good. He says, you never gain by beating up on somebody. There's no victory in that. If you kind of be friendly with your enemies, all of a sudden you're going to win them over. You don't make any progress by taking a pot shot at every time someone takes a pot shot at you. But in any event, we just didn't have the rancor in the 70s and the 80s and in the 90s. If we disagreed with each other, we got along. Not so today. Not so today. You see that in Congress. You see that in the houses of our state legislature. You see that in the international debate. I thought we were making some progress. I thought, you know, part of progress was that you learn to sit down and talk to one another and work out your differences, or at least understand, agree to disagree, right? Agree to disagree. Then we have incidents that flare up. You know, the young kid hears the rhetoric in Washington about some of the crazy things being said on both sides of the aisle, both by Democrats and Republicans, that this vitriol hatred that we hear so much about in Washington. Things just not getting done in the interest of all of us. And then what happens leads to some shooter who picks up on that rhetoric, says, well, yeah, I agree with those folks, and they say we you know, hold no prisoners. Let's get our gun and shoot them. Congresswoman got a bullet in her head. 9-year-old girl dying. 9-year-old girl's not with us anymore. Federal judge not with us anymore. And this rancor is going to continue in this country, unfortunately. Anyway, we can do better, folks. We can do better. And I just felt like we needed to talk about it here today. There's got to be a middle ground where we can talk and share our differences, but still move forward in a positive way. Hey, I'm Jim Brown. Our show is Jim Brown Common Sense. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Get yourself a cup of coffee. We'll come back and talk some more right here in our program.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Cold outside today, cold all over the country. Looks like we've got that January droll weather. You know, I'm here in the Deep South, and gosh, I have coats and sweaters. We're bundling up big fire down here, so I know you folks all over the rest of the country. Hey, out in Spanish Fork, Utah, you listeners out there, I think, are real cold right today. And we even got some listeners kind of right on the range of plains and mountains. For example, Idabel, Oklahoma. Listen to us there at KBEL 1240 over there in Idabel, Oklahoma. You folks in Freer, Texas, you're a little more south towards the Rio Grande border. But you're listening to us in KBRA 950. 959 FM up that way, 95.9 FM in Freer, Texas. It's cold in Freer, Texas. It's cold in Jackson, Mississippi, and Hattiesburg, and you name it. Monroe, Louisiana, Lafayette, Louisiana. We're cold everywhere that are listening to our Common Sense show. But I'm glad you're spending a little time with me on today, get you through today, get you updated on some of the news. Hey, I'm going to share a little personal experience with you. Had a delightful Friday night last week. Went over to the Beau Rivage. The Beau Rivage is a huge resort that's located in the Mississippi Gulf Coast. If you've not been over there, I'm not here. They're not an advertiser for me. I'm not pushing Beau Rivage. We've got a lot of listeners along the Gulf Coast from Texas all the way over to Florida. And, you know, it's probably the closest thing to a really plush Las Vegas resort. Steve Wynn, the guy who built the Wynn Casino and the Mirage, the Bellagio, all those great resorts out in Las Vegas. He built the Beau Rivage over here. He's now sold it. But a classy place where you feel like there's some real class to it. And one of my all-time favorite singers, Johnny Mathis, was over there on Friday evening. And I was anxious to hear Johnny Mathis. Johnny Mathis has got to be 74, 75 years old. And as a consequence, you know, sure he'll live a long life, but I don't know how long his voice will hold out. Although I got to tell you, Mathis's voice at 74, 75, whatever his age is, to me, is just as clear and sharp, and he holds those long notes just like he did when I first heard him back in the 1950s. That's how long I've been listening to Johnny Mathis. I'd planned to hear him a year and a half ago, went to the concert over at Beau Rivage, had a seat, luckily, in the front row. Concert was just about to start, and I got word that my mother was very seriously ill, and I left the concert. I'm so glad she did. The first notice was, well, she's stable and come on up in the morning, but I left the concert, and luckily got to her home in Shreveport in time to spend some hours with her. She passed away the next day. And so I have some bittersweet memories of Johnny Mathis, but I love Johnny Mathis. I went back to the concert on Friday night. And his voice was wonderful, and he sang for a long time and could not have been a more enjoyable event. knowing that I was in the media, the Beauvoir folks graciously arranged an interview with me with Johnny Mathis. And by the way, I have some photographs of my visit with him on our website. My website is www.jimbrownusa.com. That's simply jimbrownusa.com. You can take a look. I'll get those pictures posted tomorrow of Johnny Mathis and I, our nice visit over there. Could not have been nicer. And, by the way, I reminisce with him a story that I had the first time I'd ever seen Johnny Mathis. He loved his story, and I had a chance to tell it to him. I was 18 years old. I was living in St. Louis, Missouri at the time, senior in high school. And my girlfriend loved Johnny Mathis. Just come out with that great song, Misty. That was number one all over the country for you older folks who remember back then. Now, you know, by the way, when I was over there at Beau Rivage, I told some of the younger folks in their 30s I was going to hear Johnny Mathis. They said, who? Who's that? Johnny who? Didn't know who he was. So you got to be a little older to remember all his great music. Unless at Christmas time, all the great Christmas music that surrounds Johnny Mathis. Any of it, 1958, my girlfriend's dying to see Johnny Mathis. Now then, in St. Louis, we got some listeners up in St. Louis. You folks up there in the St. Louis area know the Chase Park Plaza Hotel. That was kind of the dinner club. You'd go and buy dinner, and then you'd hear the concert. And it was pretty expensive to do something like that back then. Sure it is today. So that's the only way you saw someone like Mathis. So I saved up all my money for months and borrowed money from my folks and scraped together what it was to make a reservation at the Chase Park Plaza Hotel. Night of the concert comes. Take my girlfriend. We go down. Of course, we're in coat and tie. Everybody's dressed up very nicely. And we were there a little early, so we go up to the top of the hotel where they had a sky view where you could look over the city, see all of St. Louis. Well, we looked over the city, and it was time to come down for the concert. So we got in the elevator, came down one floor, the doors open, and Johnny Mathis walks on. Well, my girlfriend just about fainted, and we were both giddy, but I said hello and told him we were coming to the concert. He could not have been nicer. He chatted with us. He smiled at my girlfriend, said he'd sing a special song for her, which he did. And we got out of the elevator together and walked over towards the entrance to the showroom. He said goodbye, excused himself, went around the side to get ready for his performance. Well, the maitre d' sees us there, and I said, my name is Brown. I was hoping to get a seat halfway close. He said, right this way, Mr. Brown, we have your reservation. Took me to the front row, sat us right on the front row. Mathis comes out, does a wonderful concert, sings a song to my girlfriend, bends down on his knee, and, oh, she just was enthralled. Now the tough part comes. It's time to pay the check. Of course, I'd saved up all my money, and wasn't burned a hole in my pocket. I didn't want to let it go, but still, I knew it was going to be very expensive. So I told the maitre d', could we have the check, please? He looks at me, oh, no, sir, there's no charge. I said, what do you mean there's no charge? He said, well, you're with Mr. Mathis. Oh, no, that's comp. You're with Mr. Mathis. I think what happened was the maitre d' saw us walk in with Mathis, assuming that we were family or friends, and so there was no charge. So, hey, how can you beat that, folks? You get to see Johnny Mathis, the icon, great crooner, still doing well today as he was 50 years ago. Singing up there, I saw the whole show. My girlfriend was enthralled, and it didn't cost me a penny. So, in any event, I want to make this point, though, because we've got a lot of listeners in Oklahoma. I mentioned before, I think the closest city where I live is Idabel, Oklahoma. KBL over there, you folks listen at 1240 a.m. And then Freer, Texas, a lot of Texas stations. I know Freer is a place I'm hoping to go here and do a live remote here very soon. You guys in Freer are KBRA, 95.9 FM over in Freer, Texas. Gambling is something that is going to get more and more pressure to come. About 44 states have legalized gambling. In Oklahoma, you've got these Indian casinos. Texas hasn't bought off yet. And I think they're very tempted to do so for this reason. You go to Lake Charles, Louisiana, in my home state, right on the border, and you've got three or four major casinos there, as you do up in Shreveport, Louisiana. You go take a look at the parking lot, 80% of the cars are from Texas. You see, so Texas is losing millions and millions of dollars in revenue to Louisiana. Hey, from Louisiana's perspective, glad we've got that opportunity. But the officials over there are not going to let that continue for long. You're going to see legalized gambling come to Texas, and you're going to see it come to Oklahoma, besides just the Indian casinos there. And the point I want to tell you is I hope if you do that, your folks do it right. Now, so there's two decisions to make. Philosophically, should you allow casino gambling into your state? Quite frankly, if I had to vote and if I were the governor, and I ran for governor of Louisiana back in 1987, came very close to becoming the governor, didn't make it. But I was against casino gambling. I think there's so much disposable money in your community. And people say, but look at the revenue it brings into the state for education and all these other things. Let me tell you what. If someone's got money to go play blackjack or play the slot machines at a casino, that's disposable income that if they weren't playing it in the casinos, they would be using that money to do things with their children, to buy a bass boat and go fishing, to buy some other attribute, take a trip, whatever. The money would still be spent and still be turned over as tax dollars. So I don't buy into this argument that the money is a huge income source for your state. Some states do. I don't. I think it's a social amenity that some states have made a decision that it's okay to do. Most states are moving that direction. I don't like it personally. I don't. It's not a question of like or dislike. I don't think it enhances the economic value of your state. Just like pro football teams. Look, and by the way, the Saints got beat, our world champions. But the argument there, oh, we got to build a new stadium, going to give us so much money, revenue coming in. Doesn't bring any revenue coming in. If you don't spend that money on Saints tickets, you're going to spend it on something else. That's just a misnomer, quite frankly. So the first decision is, from the casino gambling perspective, is it the right thing to do? And most people are saying it is. Second perspective, you want to hear about it? I'll tell you when we come back. I've got a little bit more to tell you about this. So stay tuned with me. Jim Brown here on Jim Brown's Common Sense. Website's www.jimbrownusa.com. We're glad you're listening. I'll come back and tell you about this. Got a guest at 10 o'clock. We still got a lively show. We want to talk about swearing and all kinds of stuff. So get yourself a cup of coffee. Come on back with me.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hey guys, if you're ready to drop a few pounds, get fitter, leaner, and stronger, forget the diet. Dieting is kryptonite to a man's soul. Dieting is about less. Less food, less energy, less you. You don't want less. You want more. More time, more energy, more freedom. You want full strength. Hi, Sean Phillips here, creator of the Full Strength Premium Nutrition Shake for Men. For the past 20 years, I've helped the Hollywood A-list, pro athletes, and busy people from all walks of life look great, feel great, and perform great. And I'm here to tell you, men need more nutrition, not less food. Full Strength is more. It's the delicious daily total nutrition shake that reboots your body for more energy and vitality fast. Visit fullstrength.com and turn your body back on high with the 14-day Full Strength Challenge. It's 100% guaranteed results that you can see and feel. That's fullstrength.com, university-tested, clinically proven nutrition for your best life. And for the first 20 guys to visit fullstrength.com, I'll pick up the shipping. That's fullstrength.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when ExtendoVite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to ExtendoVite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of ExtendoVite. To get your ExtendoVite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
All right, glad you're back with us here on the program. My website, jimbrownusa.com. Before the break, we were talking about the casino business, gambling. I said that personally, I don't think it's an economic enhancer because of the fact that you've got disposable income. You and I each have so much money to spend in our families. If we don't spend that money at a casino, we're going to spend it elsewhere in our community, doing things to your kids, traveling, buying a bass boat or whatever you happen to buy. But you're not just going to let that money put a hole in your pocket. And if you save it, well, all the better for you. It's something for your kids' education. So I'm not sure I buy that economic argument. It's a way that some people like to entertain themselves. And so be it. If people vote to do that, that's democracy. That's what it's all about. I don't like it, but I'll let you go ahead and do it if a majority says to do that. We're not going to get a gun and start shooting everybody like that goofball did out in Arizona, killing the congresswoman, or shooting the congresswoman. She's hanging on by a thread for her life, killing that 9-year-old girl, killing the federal judge out that way. That's not the way to solve our differences. Having said that, if you're going to do it, and the whole point I was making when I started on this, going down this path, was that I went over to the Beau Rivage, a wonderful resort over in Biloxi, Mississippi, and they do it right over there. They really do it right. Went to the Johnny Mathis show. Now, Mathis has a 4 or 5 page piece orchestra. He has show dates 250 days a year. He's on the road performing. Guy loves to perform. Well, he had, I think, a band of 4 or 5 people that backed him up. But the orchestra on the stage, 30 people in that orchestra. What he had done was they had a number of local musicians. They had violinists and celloists and saxophone players. Trumpeteers that played in the local, in a few local bands, or maybe had the local symphony. And, you know, it's hard to get work if you're living in an area, even like my home of Baton Rouge. We've got a Baton Rouge symphony, but they don't make a lot of money. They're always looking for other gigs to help pay the way. I can understand that. Well, Johnny Mathis comes in and hires 25, 30 musicians to come in and gives them good work. So that enhances the community. I think they did it right. It's very colorful and tasteful. They've got first-rate food, so they bring in good chefs and bright young people who are clean, well-mannered, obviously well-trained. So if you're going to go down that road and do it, my only point is, if you're, and particularly you folks living in Texas and Oklahoma that are looking more towards gambling, got a lot of listeners out in Utah. Most of those Utah folks go across the border. They're right there on the Nevada border. Got a sister-in-law that lives out in Salt Lake City. And she goes about a 45-minute drive to play the slot machines a few times a year. She's not diehard into it, but they're kind of close. I don't see the intensity in a state like Utah. You folks in Delta, Utah, up there, Spanish Fork, Utah, that are listening to us here on the Jim Brown Common Sense Show, probably don't have quite that effort being made to legalize gambling like you find in Oklahoma and like you find in Texas. But I think the folks in Mississippi agree. We've got a lot of listeners in Mississippi, Hattiesburg, Macomb, Jackson, who agree they've done it right. They've got casinos up in the northern part of the state, right on the Memphis border, so they get all that Memphis traffic. And they've got them down the Gulf Coast. Down on the Gulf Coast, they attract a lot of businesses, a lot of people from Florida. I was over there watching the LSU Cotton Bowl game where they beat Texas A&M on Saturday night. Fellow sitting next to me, senior partner in one of the largest law firms over in Houston. He says there's non-stop flights from Houston into Biloxi. I didn't know that. He comes over pretty regularly because it's just a classy casino. He says it's on par with anything in Las Vegas, yet he doesn't have to fight all the traffic and the Las Vegas trip is just bumper to bumper. And you got a lot of characters out there. He says it's just not the quality that he likes to find when he goes to the Mississippi Gulf Coast. So they do it right in Mississippi. We in Louisiana just screwed it up royally. I mean, if you want to talk about the way not to do it, you want to see the absolute worst come to the state of Louisiana. And I think you folks in some of these surrounding areas in Louisiana will agree with me. You folks in Monroe, WBYO up there, 92.7 up in Monroe are listening. And you folks over in Lafayette, KVOL over there. I thought Lafayette would have themselves a riverboat when all this stuff started. They don't have gambling in those locations. They've got it in Shreveport, Lake Charles, Baton Rouge. They've got it in New Orleans, any of the casinos everywhere. And what they've done is there's not really a classy casino at all in Louisiana. Even the Shreveport casinos, have a little rough edge to them. They're nothing as nice as the Beau Rivage. If I had to go any place, I'd look at what Mississippi has done with some of the really classy casinos. And they got a number of them over there, the Hard Rock Cafe and a number of them over there. So they've done it right over there. If you're going to do that, folks, you all listeners in Texas and Oklahoma, I suggest you do it right or don't do it at all. You follow me? And I don't know, the money-wise, the casinos are off in Louisiana because a lot of people like me aren't going to Louisiana. And now why do I go? I go because my wife likes to play the slot machines. If she didn't, I'd never go near a casino. But she likes to do that. And more power to her. I got no problem with that. But any event, they've learned to do it right by really enhancing the quality of life in Mississippi versus the smokes-filled, nastier riverboats you find in Louisiana and elsewhere around this part of the country. So any event, if you're going to do it right. Hey, I wanted to jump to another subject if I can right here. Judges in a number of states are striking down ban on profanity. Cursing in public may not be seemingly, but is protected by the Constitution. A North Carolina judge ruled in striking down a 98-year-old state ban on public profanity. I'm surprised North Carolina would do something like that. Fairly conservative state up there. A Superior Court judge dismissed a misdemeanor charge Wednesday against a Chapel Hill resident. I went to college at Chapel Hill, University of North Carolina. Chapel Hill resident who has been convicted in July of using the word damn during a confrontation with a police officer. The judge ruled the law against indecent or profane language within earshot of two or more people on any public road in North Carolina is too broad. And what he says is there is no longer any consensus, if there ever was, on what words in the modern American lexicon are indecent or profane. The judge went on to say, a reasonable person cannot be certain before she acts that her language is not violating of this law and is therefore unconstitutionally vague. Now, a similar judge did the same thing up in Pennsylvania this week. So you can shoot all the four-letter words you want at a police officer, and no problem. The American Civil Liberties Union represents Pennsylvanians who had been ticketed for cursing at an overflowing toilet, a swerving motorcyclist, and a parking ticket user. It's okay in Pennsylvania. That's a tough one because we do have words in our lexicon that are becoming much more common that a few years back were considered inappropriate. But I just think there's a limit. I don't think a police officer has to sit there and someone lace a whole litany of profanities and obscenities using every four-letter word in the book in his face. And he says that, and because what it does, it raises the rancor, it raises the tension. And I think there's a way where, first of all, you're stupid to do that with a police officer in sight anyway, aren't you? I mean, you're sitting there cussing out a police officer because he gave you a ticket? I mean, that's no way to make any points. I get stopped occasionally. Look, officer, whatever you say is correct. And, I'm kind of tired, trying to get on home. Hope you'll work with me on it. And about most of the time, the officer, if you're reasonable with them, they're going to be reasonable with you. But in this case, swearing at a police officer gets you a ticket. These judges are saying it's unconstitutional to give you such a ticket. I think there's a reasonable balance, and unfortunately, I don't have a definition. What the U.S. Supreme Court said, well, they can't really define obscenity, but they know it when they see it. That's pretty vague. I don't like that. I'm one that's kind of a stickler for specifics in the law. But I guess a dash of, oh, hell or damn or something like that isn't the end of the world. But when you lace one four-letter word after the other in a vitriol of obscenities directed towards a police officer or to anybody in public, I shouldn't have to sit in a restaurant or walk down the street and hear some smart-aleck kid shooting his mouth off with all kinds of swear words with my little granddaughter in hand. There's got to be some reasonable balance here, and these judges have not reached the reasonable balance. So maybe it's going to take the U.S. Isn't it unbelievable? We got to go get the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene and tell us what makes sense when it comes to how we talk. We can't find civility amongst ourselves. And I guess that's a growing country with different mores than we've had in the past. That kind of thing just happens, I guess. But I think there's a limit to how much swearing takes place. And again, as an individual, I don't want anybody to encroach on my right of freedom of speech. But there are some limits. There are some limits. When I'm with my granddaughter, with my grandson, with my children, to have someone swearing in a stream of profanities, that ain't right, folks. There's got to be a balance. And I don't like to think the courts should come in and do the job, but they got to do better than they've done right now. Like I say, it's kind of like the definition of obscenity. I know it when I see it. And I know when the string goes long in terms of those four-letter words, what's inappropriate. And I shouldn't be faced that and deal with something like that, and you shouldn't either. Hey, Jim Brown here on the Jim Brown Common Sense Radio Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. We're going to get a little break right now. Come back with an interesting guest on my show. Get yourself a cup of coffee.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.